Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Bethesda Downtown Plan Design Advisory Panel meeting for February 26, 2020. This meeting is being recorded, so please be on your best behavior. We'll go through each of the projects. The general format is the applicant team's designers will go through and present the projects. There'll be discussion among the panel, and then at the end of the hour, time allowing, opportunity for public comment. With that, I will turn it over to the first group.
Great. Devin?
Sure. Thank you, guys. Good morning. My name is Devin Lauer from Verzugo. For 13 today, I'll let them introduce themselves.
Good morning. Steve Robbins with Lurch, Trillium, Brewer. It's good to see you all.
Sean Stadler with WDG Architecture.
Liz Rogers with Lurch, Trillium.
Mike Hanahan with Verzugo.
I'm Dean Cho with WDG Architecture.
Josh Brown with Viking.
Not Jack.
So we're here to talk about 4725 Cheltenham. So you can see the site up on the screen. It's currently a Midas, right south of CVS, and right east of Wisconsin Avenue near the new Marriott. So we're very preliminary in this process, but we wanted to come in and meet with you guys, and we actually met with planning staff back in November to tell them about the project and introduce them to the concept in general. And since then, we've been progressing the massing, paying attention to the Bethesda design guidelines, and so we're here today to kind of get your feedback on really our initial massing and make sure that we're kind of on the way to meeting the intent of the guidelines, which we think we are, and Sean will talk more about. But you know, that's what we're hoping to have a good discussion on, and here, just to give you guys a little more context of the site before I turn it over to Sean, you can see some of the photos of the surrounding buildings in the area. The Whitney here, which is also a Bizzuto building, was just south of our site. You can see a couple of the other projects in the area, so that's kind of the context. And then, yep, and then this is the site plan, and I'll turn it over to Sean.
Well, good morning. And as you know, we're here to receive initial feedback from our concept design. We intend to come back to the DAP during the sketch and site plan application process. We're going to walk you through our massing, our site configuration, and discuss our strategies for exceptional design for this new development. The Bethesda Downtown Plan defines the site to be within the street canopy corridor, and Cheltenham is classified as a neighborhood local street. This site is part of a key block that allows a transition from the dense Wisconsin Avenue corridor to the lower density single-family neighborhood. The Bethesda framework envisions the current commercial block of Cheltenham to be transformed to a mixed-use, multifamily, commercial block that will serve better to transition from the high density to the lower density. This site also serves to anchor and connect Cheltenham Park to Veterans Park through a pedestrian canopy corridor. As you've seen through the existing site context photos, the current site is a one-story commercial building with two curb cuts along Cheltenham Drive, which interrupt the pedestrian experience along Cheltenham. The project aims to strengthen the connection and reinforce the canopy corridor. We have overlaid the existing building and future proposed heights for the site. And as you can see, the future development guidelines envision greater density along Wisconsin Avenue and stepping down to the east towards the residential neighborhood. Our project will be consistent with the plan's recommendations. And the Cheltenham site is small, but it possesses an opportunity to create an exciting building with which the Cheltenham, which will anchor the Cheltenham Urban Park and provide context for future development at the corner of Wisconsin and Cheltenham. Because the design guidelines recommend clear building guidelines, clear building form guidelines, we have identified several of the guidelines that we have been referencing as we've begun to develop the massing of the building. The building form guidelines speak about providing human-scaled building edge to enhance the pedestrian environment. One of the ways the guidelines suggest doing this is by creating a tower step back. The guidelines also acknowledge that buildings lower than 90 feet and with smaller sites may utilize alternative design treatments to achieve the perceived reduction of bulk. From these alternative design treatments, we've highlighted three concepts from the menu to reduce bulk. Use unique geometry, modulate and articulate the facades, and limit the apparent face. We initially looked at the prescriptive method to understand how the 2-to-4-story base would relate to the project and impact the building. From that, we cut a horizontal plane through the massing to allow for base articulation. We also cut a vertical plane to limit the apparent face and reduce the perceived bulk of what will ultimately be the parting wall on the adjacent site. From these initial gestures, we continue to articulate the massing by varying the base heights as described in the design standards. As an alternative treatment to stepping back the tower, we are utilizing unique geometry and modulating the facade to reduce the bulk and separate the tower from the base. This gesture further provides the mass of the tower a more generous view corridor to the Cheltenham Urban Park. Some of the design strategies that we intend to further explore are articulating the base, reducing the tower bulk, and shaping the mass. By varying the base height and providing plane changes, we're setting up the opportunity to vary materials and change the texture of the base of the building, which will create a more human-scaled mass for the best pedestrian realm. The unique geometry of the tower will create visual interest and allow for an articulated facade that will reinforce the residential nature of the building and to help transition from the commercial feel of Wisconsin Avenue to the residential neighborhood of Cheltenham. Looking at each part of the massing, the articulated base provides an enhanced pedestrian environment, better connecting public spaces and activating the street. Locating the lobby as the main ground floor feature, as well as providing an opportunity for street level walk-up residential units, will reinforce this pedestrian activity. The unique geometry of the tower provides a backdrop for quality architecture by which the thoughtful massing can provide sight lines to the urban park. The rooftop provides an ability to create a roof terrace and allows for a distinctive skyline atop to the building. This diagrammatic view reinforces how the base creates a pedestrian scale which relates to the height of the residential neighborhood, while the top's fragmented facade breaks down the bulk of the tower and transitions the height from the corridor. The placement of the building, in placing the building, we have considered locating the garage entrance and the service along the alley so that we could remove the existing curb cuts along Cheltenham, which is consistent with the sector plan and the canopy corridor. We have followed the guidelines for the bikeway classification, which has identified Cheltenham to eventually have a bike lane. From these design guidelines, our project is adhering to the Norfolk Ave street section, allowing for a 16-foot sidewalk and planting area and a future appropriate parking and biking lane. And finally, we provided conceptual plans to begin to understand the floor plates and how the potential articulation of the tower facade will relate to the residential units. In closing, this project will deliver exceptional design qualities that enhance the public realm, use materials and forms that are unique to the immediate vicinity, and serve as a compact infill development bridging Wisconsin Avenue and the residential neighborhood. And we will utilize sustainable strategies that lower the environmental impact of this project.
I don't know if we mentioned it in the beginning, but it's about a 75,000 square foot building, so it's about 67 units. just as a context for, ends up being a boutique kind of building size, on the small lot, so.
Have you even thought, as the product type, is it apartments or condos, or have you thought about it?
So we're looking to open, you know, in the next several years, kind of pending where the market will go. We don't have a definite direction yet, but residential.
Can you discuss the relationship to the vacant site between you and Wisconsin Avenue, and what you anticipate your concerns might be as they move forward with a project there? Because you're sharing a party wall, number one, which then precludes tower separation issues. And they will have curb cuts, obviously, on Cheltenham in order to get into that development. And are you sacrificing frontage on the park for your service entrance rather than grouping it with the future service entrance for the new development? And how tall is that new development? 400?
What to,
yeah,
which?
90. It's 90 feet also?
Yeah.
What? I
the one
this,
next to it would be
what's
two,
a 270?
Two.
It's
225.
Across the street.
Yeah, and one thing to note, the site that's right next to us on Cheltenham includes the, it goes back further along Wisconsin, so.
That's the parking for the CVS.
For the CVS, right. So in theory, they could load off of the alley, actually, as well, when they, if they fall off, presumably, this entire.
Right. Well, I'm saying is I would hope that you would anticipate that you might be hired as the architects of that particular project, and how you would relate to your project, et cetera.
I mean, I think that we see this corner site and with the alley, and took the opportunity to utilize the alley to put our services on, I think to strengthen that pedestrian connection, even if the adjacent property will need to use Cheltenham for service, it'll reduce the amount of curb cuts along Cheltenham, and I think that reinforces that pedestrian walkability and frontage. I think it also gives us the ability to kind of create these walk-ups at the ground floor there, which will reduce that commercial feel there. So I think, you know, as we move forward, I don't know how they will develop the corner, because they could assemble more pieces of the site. So it's really hard to.
So presumably that's part and parcel with the CVS. In other words, yeah, I would like to see that on a drawing that very clearly articulates that ownership, so that we could anticipate how that's developed relative to yours.
Mm-hmm. I know on the CVS site there's a pretty long-term lease right now on there, and so I think that anticipating how they're going to develop is just that. Mm-hmm. It's an anticipation, because I think they have probably 20 some odd years left on on a lease. So
it is relatively new. That CVS is.
Yeah, and I think their lease goes out to 2045 or 2043, something like that.
Is it common ownership, that L-shaped adjacent parcel is common ownership?
I was thinking the same thing.
What were you thinking?
We'll be dead.
Puts everything in perspective.
Puts everything in proper perspective.
In the long term.
In the long term.
It's just,
I'll be here.
Right in that seat.
Right in that seat, exactly.
Yeah, I think that if they do configure that CVS site, you know, there is an opportunity for them to also utilize the alley for their services as well.
Right. And then how far setback are you from their parking lot to the north?
So what we've done is...
Because you've got units facing that way.
So what we do is we step back our tower 15 feet from this northern property line.
Okay.
To allow for light and air units here.
Right.
Assuming that they will build on this property line.
Right.
So temporarily, our building will be... seen. And so we're allowing for this kind of vertical separation of the building to reduce the bulk of the tower, and we will articulate that, you know, assuming that at some point there'll be a party wall there, but for the time being, people are going to see it, so we're going to acknowledge that it needs to be articulated.
Well, you could actually have windows in that, you know, but that you'd then cover up when they develop it.
At risk.
So, you know.
At risk, yeah, at risk windows, right.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you show your typical floor plan, show us that 15 feet you talked about? So where's the
property line is actually here. So if you look at this, our loading is next to it, and so the bulk of the building starts here. So you can see that in section, actually.
So conceivably, if they build up to the property line, you'd have a 15 foot.
Yeah, that's
like pretty close.
Yeah, it's part of the challenge is it's a tight site.
Yeah, I mean the net lot area is about 11,000 square feet or 10,006, something like that.
And what is your typical floor plate about?
Eight.
So I think it's a really good presentation. I guess my one comment would be, you know, your very deep digs into the floor plate for these balconies is not really showing up in the massing, and obviously have a significant impact on really what the massing is really all about.
The balconies.
Because it's going to be very stripy vertically.
Yeah.
Well, and I think
it's not
going to
be kind of as clean and simple
that,
as you
right.
make
exactly.
it out to be.
Yeah, I think what we wanted to understand initially, at least, is how that idea of a tower step back, how we could achieve that without really impacting the small floor plates that we have. Mm-hmm. So we really studied how that massing works. And then when we start to look at where the balconies are and how they work, how they group, we'll progress that facade fenestration and articulation as we kind of move forward and come back and show that to you.
I think there's, are you gonna continue on that? It seems there's two big issues here with this particular site. And I'm not exactly sure what the answer is, but Carl started to address one of them. And that is that, you know, your eastern elevation is facing right onto a park. Mm-hmm. And there is an alley there, but you're really treating the alley like an alley rather than a transition from to the park. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, this is an amenity that you guys, I would think, would be taking absolute full advantage of. And so, you know, with that in mind, is it better to have services off of the street versus the alley, because that alley could be, you know, sort of a forecourt to the park,
yeah, it's almost
if you will.
Pedestrian.
Because right now there's a separation on the side of the alley that faces on the other side of the alley that bucks up to the park, and frankly, I don't think that's our fence or our separation.
Is there a fence there?
There's a big fence. There's a fence that runs down. And then you have the alley, then the property. So,
and really tall trees.
Yeah, there's.
The fence, so you're kind of blocked.
Well, I think that's going to be part of the design. It has to be
right,
part of the design.
Right
there it is, right there.
Yeah, you can see it.
Yeah.
That third picture down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Anyway, that's one topic.
Yeah.
And I think clearly, that would need to be resolved.
And
so
by the way,
they do have a relationship.
If you look at, go back to that picture, if you look at that picture, you can see past our site where CVS is.
Uh-huh.
That alley, that's a used alley. It's not that they use it as well.
Right, but I think the idea is that, you know, that fence, it's just a fence. It's wooden, it could be taken down tomorrow. I think you have an opportunity to improve what's there at really very little cost to yourselves.
No, I understand.
I
understand
the
point.
The second element, which is similar, is that you know, this office in the county is putting a huge effort in trying to make sure that the proposed park off of Norfolk and, you know, where Cheltenham comes into it becomes a park.
Right.
And so you know, this is the half block that's between two parks.
Right.
And so, you know, is, for instance, you know, what you're showing is 16 feet. Is this really a neighborhood local street? I know it's identified as such, but it's a very, very, very unique situation within sort of the broader category of how these, what street is which. And so I'm wondering whether, you know, there needs to be maybe more space, provided at the sidewalk that provides a better green sort of connection between two, you know, fairly significant parks that will be here. I mean, this is the primary connection from Norfolk into, you know, which is a big time, we all know, retail, restaurants, so on, into the neighborhood. And so I'm wondering if 16 feet is enough.
Too long.
Well, it depends on
the... Well, we are exceeding that.
The landscaping.
It calls for the 12 to 15, right? So
yeah,
we're exceeding it with the 16. But
yeah, I mean, maybe instead of the number, I think, you know, the idea of you have this connection between Veterans Park and Cheltenham Park, and it's not just how your building relates directly to Cheltenham Park, but also that connection, I think that maybe what you do in the distance between the building and
yeah.
the curb, that it's not the standard
sure.
treatment. It's something that's more thoughtful about that relationship.
So how does that comment relate to the pulling the services off of the alley and putting them on
well,
the street?
Well, and that's the big debate.
Yeah.
I mean, that's my internal debate that I don't have an answer
yeah.
to yet, because you have two very important, you know, pedestrian realms, if you will. And so, which is most important? I'm not quite sure. But clearly, I mean, having the park right there should be something that you guys should be, like, you know,
I mean, I would just
yeah.
think that they
fully
that
grabbing.
If we can figure out the way the plan shows with the surfaces coming off the alley,
mm-hmm.
that would, and it's sort of in the rear of the site, that
yeah.
that would
that makes more sense.
Probably make, that would be a better choice, at least right now, without studying the other,
mm-hmm.
the
well,
other.
I think one of the things that we've done is, you know, this is a smaller building, so
yeah.
the amount of service that we have is pretty minimal.
It's pretty,
so
that's true.
It's a garage entrance and one loading that, you know, that
yeah.
we've actually tucked next
there,
to the
yeah.
tower there. So, you know, from the ground plane, it's really just a road. The service piece of it is buried deeper in the site.
That's true.
So essentially what you're looking at is a garage entrance within this piece of the tower. But the corner is really there, and by stepping that tower, I think it does really claim, you know, the presence on that park.
Can you go to the ground floor? Because we actually also are planning... yeah, so there's that green area that we've left open there, and then
yeah,
we
right.
have some units that actually face there so that it starts to create that relationship. And then as you get above, there are also units that will face and overlook the park. So it is an amenity, and we do want to
definitely.
Take advantage of it. And I think we can develop that a little bit more to make sure it's developing the right connection.
Yeah, we'd love the fence to come down, too.
Yeah, that also.
Well, there's an issue of the sidewalk being... with no plantings between your building and this quote alley, I'm concerned about the nature of the alley. It could be pedestrianized.
I think it should be a shared use space.
I think it should be a shared use.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
No, I don't either.
And that, you know, if the
yep.
paving is treated
yep.
well, and the visually the park is actually extended
all
up
the way to
the building.
Yep.
I think that, you know, Sean is right, that the amount of circulation is minimal.
How many
and
yeah.
my opinion is that I'd rather have Cheltenham work as well as it can
yeah.
and think about a shared use
mm-hmm.
extension of the park.
I mean,
park.
If that little green open space was extended up to the next unit, too, so you had a little bit of a,
yeah.
you know, a couple front doors or something to those units that could give a little bit of a transition
right.
so then they could cross
that's
the
where
the might be a
first
good
level
way of
yeah, that's
I
where
mean,
the
certainly
first
getting
level,
rid
well, that's
fence.
Where the first level units were proposed, actually.
Yeah,
so.
You know, we can provide entrances here into these units, into that unit, and then obviously you have the lobby. So I think we're trying to maximize the amount of interaction at street level.
Yeah, to make sure that there's a lot of interaction that way, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You really have to have a really good section through your building, whatever that minimal sidewalk is, the alley, i.e. shared, etc., and then you drop down into the park. See, that's going to be really the issue, is the section, because that photograph shows that the park really is, spot elevation is below your, you know, entrances, etc. So I think you have a real opportunity to make kind of a terrace, quote-unquote, feel about that, where you come out and then you terrace down into the park. So I think a really good section of showing the dimensions of what the sidewalk is and what, whether there's going to be plantings or not, etc., is very important. That's Midas or something right there now.
Yeah, right? Well, that's, yeah, right.
Yeah.
I presume that...
That's our site.
Yeah.
Right.
I presume the park is publicly owned and there are funds to operate and maintain
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
So obviously, whatever you guys do are going to be in the form of suggestion to the county. Maybe you want to fund it to a certain degree, I don't know, but clearly this is a landscape issue.
Is that your park?
Yes, and I believe we have some renovation plans coming up, so I just well,
that's going to be very important to coordinate design. That.
Yeah, to coordinate the two would be ideal.
Yeah.
Okay. You can let us know.
Yeah.
Can you go to your typical floor plan again for a minute, please?
That one?
Yeah. And now go back to your massing, if you don't mind. The kind of the aerial one that, yeah, that one. You know, to really pick up on some comments that the two gentlemen on either side of me made is, if you look at the massing and recognize that the view opportunities long-term are towards the park and towards Cheltenham and not towards Wisconsin, your white zone in the back of the project implies it's kind of back of house space instead of really apartment space. And you really wonder about trying to make and draw that call yellow element all the way around the alleyway to really celebrate the fact that you have these, you know, long-term two great opportunities for view. I mean, long-term, you're going to be blocked on the, obviously, on the west side. You know, I agree with, you know, many of the comments made. I honestly think Cheltenham is probably the more important street in terms of pedestrian activity, particularly from East Bethesda up to the park. And I'm not so sure I would move the service entrance on the Cheltenham.
And actually, I think the code is, the zoning code is going to require you to load off of the alley.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
And I think you mentioned it earlier here, but Cheltenham was very important during the master plan process to link the East Bethesda over to Veterans Park, and really celebrating kind of what happens on Cheltenham was a big part of that. But also you mentioned you have the bike lane. I think it's a separated bike lane.
Yeah.
So that's going to definitely have an impact on what activity you have, and clearly we don't want to see loading or service interfering with that bike lane.
Mm-hmm.
And you should probably, so I know this is just sort of a consult, but at sketch, you probably want to show that bike lane, sort of the more expected infrastructure things
sure.
you can layer in to make sure that we're thinking about all things be of use.
And did it, can we get the actual drawings of the proposed bike lane, or did we just get
I'm not sure that we have proposed drawings.
Dimensions.
I think it's sort of this more standard dimension, but we can get you something.
All right. And we've assumed the Norfolk Ave section, but if you look at the bike path, there's not a section of Cheltenham, so we've taken Norfolk and applied it here.
I mean, I don't think the curb is going to move, so I think it'll all be in the street. It's just sort of showing it more for coordination purposes.
But it's parking and bike path, not bike path, planting, parking, right?
I'm not. That I don't know. We'll follow up.
Yeah, we can follow. We can find that out.
Shoot Stephanie an email, and we'll get you
there. Well, on the ground floor plan, I think it'd be very important to show the ownership of the CVS parcel, because right now you have a dashed line, which across the parking lot. And CVS itself does not show up on here.
So you want us to pull it back?
Yeah, I want it to pull it back, and I want to see that ownership pattern, because then you're absolutely right, because they can service off the alley.
Sure.
See, I was concerned because of that dashed line that these were separated parcels.
Gotcha.
That CVS had theirs, and they were leasing this parcel from somebody else, which was a dashed line, and I was concerned that they might have you know.
Understand.
Yeah. Because that, I think that would help.
One other comment would be, now that the Marriott's under construction, I would think the massing of it would be available. I would think it'll make your project seem like a very modest project compared to.
You think?
What's happening with Marriott. And also showing Veterans Park as a possibility, probably in the future, make your story a lot more compelling as well.
Yeah.
Sorry, what was the second comment?
You're talking about this future park.
Oh, that, yeah. Future park.
You have it on the, you have it on the site.
I know it's aspirational, but it's something.
Is the, when you, Paul, when you said that that the county's making a, or Park and Planning is making a significant investment in that site?
Well, I'm not sure about the investment, but we're, a lot of effort is being made to make sure that that becomes a park.
Yeah.
Right, I was wondering how far along that actually, I've read about it, but I don't.
Couldn't say.
Hmm?
We can't say.
No, no harm in testing the waters.
Can't and won't.
Can't and won't.
Okay, but that's, right, I got you.
Stay tuned. Any other discussion or comments from the panel? Any folks in the public have thoughts about this they'd like to share this time?
I live in the neighborhood right behind there. And when y'all talk about taking the fence down on that park, just, and of course I know everybody has, you know, kids' safety, you know, top of mind. There are a lot of little children that are there, and you know, you turn your head and boom, they're gone.
Yep.
That park is right there, and you are undergoing rehabbing, and you're about to do some more. The park's been very generous. Parks Department has been very generous. They're redoing Chase, and they're going to do some more over at Cheltenham. But when I hear that the fence is coming down, please just be careful. And especially with that alley, you know, going to be, it's a very active alley now, but there is a fence there. So just, I know that's something the neighborhood's going to really watch on.
So just, yeah, one thought would be, right now it's a wooden fence, you can't see it all.
Right.
Allowing something that's possibly lower, it contains like a fence that's lower, that allows the visibility and
I'm not sure, I know that these professionals are going to know more than I am, but that is going to be something that, absolutely.
Well, that's why you need a section.
I wonder, that section with the terrace, right,
we'll show it.
Create a retaining wall.
Right, yeah.
With seating there.
Yes, exactly.
You know, from a design standpoint, that really keeps, you know, people from giving up onto the alley.
Right.
Yep.
But.
This, I hear you, this is a comment that has come up just today.
Right.
Our drawings here did not show the removal of the fence. We left that
right.
In
no,
sort
no, no.
Of.
I absolutely.
So
we're
being asked to take a look at that.
100%.
And I hear what you're saying.
Okay.
Especially with the take an eye off somebody for a
right.
Second.
Right. Yeah. You don't mean to. But
well, you're very lucky because you have a level change,
yeah,
and so therefore you can, in fact, you shape that so that you have the equivalent of a fence or a wall without the obstruction of the tall wooden fence, you know, today.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks as if the alley slopes from up
a little bit, a little
down
up.
Towards
yeah.
you.
Mm-hmm.
To and
that's
so
right.
That has to be taken, I think, maybe two or three sections through there, you know, how it's
modulated. I do
and think. I think that the material change of the alley as suggested, I think, would be very important to show that it's not, you know, a high-speed alley, i.e. concrete, but maybe pavers or something that allows it to be more of a shared.
Vehicular-grade pavers to really dress up the alley.
Sorry?
To use vehicular-grade pavers to dress up the alley to make it more cohesive and very friendly experience for residents.
Any other comments? Okay, so since this is just a consultation, I think you've heard a number of suggestions about things that when you come back for sketch plan, the panel would like to see you address.
Mm-hmm.
And Grace is preparing the notes, and we'll have those set up.
Just two things. Number one, I know that the panel generally focuses on the design guidelines, but I would say that I do think that the project is, although it's in its preliminary stages, is very much in line with what the sector plan envisioned for this area of Cheltenham, and that we appreciate you taking the time. This may be somewhat of an unusual step to come so early in the process, but it was important for us to get a sense of that we're on the right, what on the right track, what we're thinking, and that we've embraced design guidelines, and I understand we have things that you want us to look at, but this was very helpful. So thank you very much.
I think you have some unique opportunities here with the relationship of the parks and that alley. So I think this, it's exciting to sort of be able to take some of these out of the toolbox, because we don't often get these opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Just anticipating the return, I didn't hear any comments on the massing and the angles, et cetera. I mean, presumably everybody is reasonably on board.
Well, I think it's just the,
I think there's
the
real
deep
opportunity.
Balconies.
Yeah.
I would watch out about the balconies.
Showing how the balconies would fit.
Because that might be just over the top, too much. In other words, too much variation, et cetera. For such a small building.
Mm-hmm. But use of the alternative design.
The mass
presence of the procedures that we have in the design guidelines is something that we're really focused on, given the size of the site, the heights, et cetera.
I think you're lucky, because you're not on Wisconsin Avenue and the contests that we have had about power separation and all that, et cetera. You're very,
thank you.
Yeah, lucky.
Well chosen.
on that note, I think we'll get out of it. The word lucky, well, I think that's a good way to end this thing.
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much.